And this is what we see here in Tuskegee, Alabama, a determined effort to get what is needed and what is wanted here. And it was said that we're not asking for anything special, we're only asking for the things that are rightfully ours under our Constitution. And I think that we must continue to press and let everybody know exactly how we feel about it. You know, we continue to get people who think that the Negro is a man to be liked if he's humorous, if he's a man that will cater to the whims of other people. Now, I begin to see that where the new Negro today is no longer interested in laughing when he isn't tickled. He's no longer interested in scratching when he's not itching either. He's determined to the man that we're going to get our rights. And we're determined that if America survives, and God knows we're not sure with the way things are beginning to develop, but if America survives, we're going to get our opportunities and our equality here in this country. And I know very well when we talk about laughing and talking about humor among Negroes, that your fight is not a laughing matter. It's a real one, and it's a sincere one, and it's one that all of you can be proud of.